You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is on the phone line from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, let's start off with harvest weather in the Midwest. It looks like it's pretty good, but I think there are some rain showers that may develop. What do you see?
Well, it does indeed look mostly good right now. We do have a small disturbance that will work its way across the region as we go from Friday into Sunday. The showers you're talking about are out there right now, scattering from some areas in southern Illinois down into Kentucky, and those will stay with us a little bit this afternoon, and we'll probably see them dissipate overnight tonight, and that'll be the end of them. But as far as an organized rain event that comes into the region, probably not before the Saturday-Sunday time period. The frontal system responsible for the precipitation will go ahead and begin bringing rain into the western Corn Belt on Friday, but it won't cross over the Mississippi River until sometime on Saturday, and sometime Saturday evening into Sunday we'll likely see the majority of the precipitation marching through the Midwest. Now, this will be a fast-moving front. It is also supposed to produce only light amounts of rain, upwards to a quarter of an inch most often, a couple of spots maybe getting a half inch. And as the system moves eastward, it's probably going to lose some punch. And so it is very doubtful that we'll see any kind of lengthy interruption to field work as the system moves across the region. Right after it, we'll go back into more dry weather as we finish out the weekend and move into the early part of next week. And the next opportunity for rain in the heart of the Midwest will probably hold off until the second half of next week. But there will be a few random showers in the Ohio River Valley that may occur sooner than that, perhaps around midweek. But again, the bottom line here is this is a really very good environment for maturing our crops and for advancing the harvest.
Looks like daytime highs and nighttime lows will be reasonable.
Actually, they'll be more than reasonable for this time of the year, well above average at times across parts of the region. A lot of 70 and 80 degree temperatures expected across the region. Normals for this time of year should be in the 60s and 70s. So we're doing all right. Might even see a couple of extreme highs here before the front arrives late this week, up in the upper 80s to near 90 in parts of Missouri and southern Illinois, down into the Delta and over into Kentucky. So it's still summertime across many areas.
Turn your attention to South America, where they're setting up for their planting season. You start with Brazil.
Brazil, we do have a problem with some dryness. At least that's the perception. It's not really a problem. This is in west central parts of the production region, which includes the most important soybean-producing state of Mato Grosso. Some immediate neighboring areas of Goiás and northern Mato Grosso do Sul are also rather dry. In the traditional years when we used to plant a little bit later, this drier bias right now was not an issue. But since the soybeans are going into the ground along with early corn so much earlier than usual, having dryness in September is more of an issue. And that's what we've got right now is a relatively normal drier bias pattern. But because they're trying to put so much seed in the ground at this time of the year, it's becoming a bit of an issue from the market perspective. The rest of Brazil is plenty moist and will continue to be that way. There's going to be good planting progress. In fact, rapid field work likely in the southern parts of the country.
A very short word on Argentina?
Argentina is not doing very well because of dryness, and there's been some freezes that occurred this week across the western wheat areas causing some more damage. Some of the areas in Argentina have not seen a half inch of rain from a single weather event since back into the period April and May. So it's extremely dry out there, and they do need significant rain right away.
Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. I'm Todd Gleason. That's the Closing Market Report.